Okay, we are picking up on Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are 8 lines from the bottom of the Yamud. We are on 29b, 8 lines from the bottom. We are at Itmar. So Gemara says Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yos Bechol. If you have Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out during the weekday. So again, it's Hanukkah time, and you have Rosh Chodesh falls out. So Karu Tzlasab Rosh Chodesh V'chab Hanukkah. So Rabbi Yitzchak says Karu Tzlasab Rosh Chodesh. So you have 4 people that are getting called up. So 3 people are going to get called up, and they're going to read from the laning that was for Rosh Chodesh. And the 4th person is going to do the whole Chanukah laning. They're going to do it with the 4th Aliyah. Rav Dimi, the Minzchefa Amar, Karu Tulas of Chanukah. They read 3 people are going to read the portion that relates to Chanukah. V'chab Rosh Chodesh, and the other person is going to read the whole Rosh Chodesh portion. So Amar Amani, Kvasi Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra. It makes more sense to say like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha that we're going to say that you're going to read the 3 people will do Rosh Chodesh and 1 person will do Chanukah. Why? Because the famous rule that we have, the Tadr V'Sheino Tadr, Tadr Kodem, that if you have 2 things that are coming at the same time, you can do something that happens frequently and something that happens infrequently, then you always go with the thing that happens more frequently. So Tadir is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes 12 times a year. Chanukah only comes once a year. So Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. That's the main thing that you would do first. And then the second thing you're going to do is going to be Chanukah. So Amar Rav Avin argues, and he says, Kvasi Rav Dimi Mistavra. It makes more sense to say like Rav Dimi that you're going to have 3 people are going to do Chanukah, and that 3 people are going to do Rosh Chodesh. One person, I'm sorry, 2 people are going to do Chanukah, 1 person is going to do Chanukah. Why? Because Dimi Garm L'Rishia, but who's it the cause that you're going to have 4 Aliyahs now? Because again, on Chanukah, right, you only call up 3 people. So who's causing that there's going to be 4 Aliyahs now? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is causing it. So that's the main thing. Hilkach Raviv, but Rosh Chodesh by Mikri. So therefore, the 4th person should do Rosh Chodesh because that's going to be the main thing. That's the main focus. That's what's causing that the 4th Aliyah should come. What it ends up being the lachad we passed in. Rabbi Yossi Famar, Emashkichim Rosh Chodesh. We don't worry about Rosh Chodesh. And the main thing that we worry about is for Hanukkah. So therefore, we say that 3 people should be reading Chanukah, and then the 4th one is going to do Rosh Chodesh. For Rabba Amar, Emashkiyichim Chanukah, we're not worried about Chanukah, and the main reading is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, V'hilchasa, the halach l'mais, we paskin, Emashkiyichim Chanukah, we're not worried about Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Iker. So you have 3 people get called up for Rosh Chodesh, and then the 4th person gets called up, and they do the whole Chanukah laning. Okay, next Gemara. So Gemara says, Itmar. Something to remember, that you have 3 parshios here. You have Tetzaveh, you have Kisisa, and you have Vayakel. Okay, so Tetzaveh is a regular Torah portion that's read. Vayakel has, Kisisa has Parsha Shkalim in it, which we spoke about last night. And Vayakel is the next parsha after that. So, Itmar. Chalios be'ata Tetzaveh. Let's say that the time that you're supposed to be reading Parsha Shkalim, right, which remember that's the first of the 4 parshas that you read. Let's say that fell out on the parsha, the normal time that you'd be reading the parsha of Tetzaveh. So what do you do? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Karu Shisa Mevaata Tetzaveh. So you have 6 people that are called up for aliyahs in parshas Ata Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa, and they're going to read the entire parshas Tetzaveh until you get to the parsha of Kisisa, which is right after Tetzaveh, and then V'chad Mekisisa Ad V'asisa, and then the 7th person is going to get called up to read the parsha of Shkalim, which is the first parsha, which is the first aliyah that you have in parshas Kisisa. Turning to Lamed Amud Aleph. Amar Abai. So Abai says, no, you can't do that. Amri, ukmi hu dekamokum hasam. The only reason why you're laning, again, we're used to that you open up a chumash and you can see where everyone's laning from. But back then, in days of the Gemara, someone was reading it. Everything was being done by Pat, right? One person will lay from the Torah. Everyone else is listening. So no one's going to realize that. What's the whole reason that we're laning Parsha Shkalim? Because we wanted people to be aware that it's time to start gathering the money together for the money that you need for the Beis HaMikdash. So people aren't going to realize that it's a Parsha Shkalim going on over here. They're going to think, okay, the guy's laning right now, and he just kept going. That's part of the regular laning. So Abai says, Ukmihu to come up muhasim. People are going to say he's just reading a regular Torah portion. So what does Abai says you're supposed to do? So what do you do, again, if Shkalim falls out in the week of Tetzaveh? Alam Rabaye, Karashitza, Mivata Tetzaveh, Advasisa. You read the whole Parshas Tetzaveh, and you go into Parshas Kisisa, and you read all the way to Sheni. So you're going to have 6 people going to read that. And then what do you do? V'chad, Tani, V'kari, Mekisisa, V'asisa. Then you go back The seventh person gets called up, and he's going to read again. You're going to read what the sixth person did from the beginning of Kisisa to Sheni. He's going to read that portion again. Okay, so hang on. Good. Okay, so Meisei, the Gemara says, Chalios b'parsha hasmuchal. Let's say that that it fell out, that Shkolim fall out in a time close to the parshios that you're going to be learning parshios Kisisa. Whether it was before or was after. So karnasav kofnasav. So you read it and then you repeat it. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam alab bayenicha. According to Abayu, said that you go ahead and you read from the beginning of parshas Tetzaveh all the way through Kisisa to Sheni. And then the seventh person goes back and he lanes it over again. He's going to repeat that. He's going to be repeating it. So then that makes sense because according to him, that's what the repeating is. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that you stop, and then the seventh person reads for the first time, they read Parshas Kisisa, what's the doubling that's going on over here? You don't have any repetition that's going on. When it says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka says, is it really good according to Abaye? That's only good if it fell out beforehand. But where are you going to have a doubling up if it falls out that Shkolim happens the week after you're supposed to be doing Kisisa? So how do you have to learn it? What are you going to say? We're talking about not that you repeat it that same Shabbos and then you repeat the Aliyah over again, but you're repeating it one Shabbos after the other Shabbos. You're going to have the repetition. So here too also, that's what I hold that the repetition that's going on, it could be that it's like I said, that you lane Parshas Tetzaveh until Kisisa, and then you lane one time, you lane the first Aliyah of Kisisa for Parshas Shkolim, and when it says repetition, because it means that the next Shabbos after Tetzaveh, you're going to be laning Parshas Kisisa, which is going to be the repetition. Okay, next the Gemara says, Chalios b'chisisa atma. Let's say that the Parshas Shkolim falls out during the week that you're supposed to be reading Parshas Kisisa. So again, it's the exact same laning. Okay, Kisisa is the Parsha. Kisisa is what you're doing for Parshas Shkolim. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Karu Shisa Mivasisa Ad Vayakel. You start from Sheni. Okay, he says you start from Vasisa, which is the start of Sheni. You start from that part, read to the end of Parshas Kisisa. And then Adviyakov, Achad Karim Kisisa Adviyasisa, and then the seventh person is going to get called up. He's going to read the beginning of the parsha of Parshas Kisisa. So Rabbi says that's a problem. If you do it that way, people aren't going to realize that it's Parshas Shkolim. They're just going to think that someone's reading out of order because he started with Sheni. He went to the end of the parsha and he says, "Oh, you know what? I made a mistake. I missed an aliyah." So he's going to go back and read the very beginning of it. Alam Rabbi, what does Rabbi says you're supposed to do? Karishitza Adva Yakel, that six people are supposed to be reading from Antova Yakel. The Chad, Tani Bakari, Michisisa, Vadasisa. And then the seventh one is going to do, like we're saying, again, he's going to do that last portion. Did I insult you? Okay. Tani Kavase, Davayan, and a right that we're going to say that halakha is like Abaya. Chalios, Michisisa, Atzmaf. Let's say Parsha Shkolim falls out in the week of Kisisa itself. So Karnasav Kofanasa. So you read it and then you're going to repeat it. So you see that that's halacha that we said you're supposed to read that portion. So you see that that's where you're supposed to be doing it. Okay, next the Mishnah said, Chaliyos Pesach HaShabbos Makdim L'Shabbos She'avrev. Let's say if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, so he said that Parshas Shkolim is done the week before is when you would read Parshas Shkolim. So Gemara says now, Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, okay? So what do you do then? Rav Amar Matimin. So Rav says you still would read Parsha Shkolim 6 days beforehand on the Shabbos beforehand, which is what the Mishnah said. And Ushmol Amar, no, Me'achrin, he says you wait and you do it the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, and he says you would wait and do it the day after. Now, why are you going to do it the day after? We said you're always supposed to be doing it the week before, so he's going to explain. Rav Amar Makdim, and Rav says you're going to do it before Dim Kain, Batshilhu Yimei Shulchanos, because if you're not going to do it before and you're going to wait to do it until afterwards, remember we said the reason why you're reading Parsha Shkolim early is so that you have enough days for the money changers to be able to set up their tables, to be able to get the Machatis HaShekel, so people can convert their money. So if you're going to do it afterwards, he says you're going to be shortchanging everyone a day to be able to the money changers to set up the money. Shmuel says no. You still are going to, again, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, he says you would wait to do Parshas Shkolim until the next Shabbos. Why? Because he says Amar Lach Sof Sof Chameser B'Mali Shabto Amikli. No matter what happens, the 15th is going to fall out, right? If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, when's the 15th going to fall out? It's going to follow 2 weeks later, which is going to be also, it's going to be on a Friday. So he says, Shechana, slo nafgi ad chabashabra. So anyway, they're going to delay putting out the tables until Sunday. Why? Because in those days, they didn't do things. Fridays were very hectic, and it was always, you know, if we think it's hectic now, imagine not having the benefits of technology and driving and refrigeration and all that. So for them, Fridays were crazy days. So the money changers aren't putting out their tables anyway on Friday to start changing money. Anyway, they're going to wait until Sunday. So no matter what you're going to, you said that you would do it beforehand. Why? Because you don't want to rip everyone off from having a day for the money changers. He's saying the money changers anyway are going to delay it till Sunday because they're not going to put it out on Friday because there's not enough time for them to set up. And people to start. People aren't going to be worrying about getting the machtzis or shekel.
Money changers for what purpose?
Because they were the ones that were giving out the machtzis. People would take their whatever they had, their currency, and then convert it into the machtzis or shekel. So we said that they would set up. The mission said that we would set up either it was 30 days beforehand or 2 weeks beforehand. And we said that even if you would say that it's only 2 weeks beforehand, but the money changers would set up 2 weeks before that, so they could start giving out the currency that people needed. Okay. Okay, so therefore you delay it. The Gemara says, Snam, we learned in the Mishnah in order to try to resolve this. Chalios, Pesach, Shabbos, if Letzer, Shchodos falls out during the week, Matim, L'Shavar, then you do it the week before. Umilfsik, and L'Shabbos, Acharis, and then you have a break. Remember, the Mishnah said that you're going to have a break the following Shabbos. Then the week after that, you're going to have Parsha Zachar, because Purim's going to be after that. Then you'd have Parshas Para, and then you would have Parshas Chodesh. So he said that you have a break. Masik the Shabbos Acheres. My love, afilu be'erev Shabbos. Even if it fell out on Friday, you would still have the break afterwards, which shows you that you're always supposed to be doing the week before. You don't say that if it fell out on Friday, that you would delay it to the day afterwards. So again, like we had said originally, that if it happens to fall out on a Friday, you would still do Parsha Shkolim 6 days before that, not wait a day. And we don't take this reason that we had said, well, anyway, the money changers are going to be delayed from putting out their money because they're not going to do it on a Friday. We still do it the week before. So Gemara says, "My love, feel about Shabbos." You see, that means even on Erev Shabbos. Gemara says, "No, lo, that's no raya. Besocha Shabbos tafka. It's only talking about literally. It means within the week, but not if it was Erev Shabbos." Tashma, we'll try it again. Ezui Shabbos Rishon. What is the first Shabbos that we read the Dal Parshios? Kol Shachar Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha. Any week which Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of it. Vafil Erev Shabbos, which is mashma that even if it falls out on Friday, you still are going to do Parsha Shkolim 6 days beforehand, even if it falls out on Friday. So my love, afilu be'erev Shabbos, tumi d'socha, that don't we say that Friday is just like if it fell out during the week, matocha makdimin, after Shabbos makdimin, and just like if it fell out in the middle of the week, we would do Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before, so too if it fell out on Friday, we would also say that you'd go to the Shabbos before. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer. Amar Shmuel, no, but you have to change the wording to mean that if it fell out on Shabbos itself, the chen tana de Shmuel means but that it doesn't mean if it fell out during the week, it means that it fell out on Shabbos. Ketanayim, similarly, we've seen machlokas tanayim that we said misagin l'shabbosos that we're going to have Shabbosos that we're going to be that you're going to have a Shabbos where you're not going to have anything read. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar emisagin that you don't have a Shabbos and that you're going to do it, except you don't skip any Shabbosim, you're going to have them read on every Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar emosai and yomer emisagin. When do I say that you're not going to be skipping anything, that you're going to do it straight? Bisman shechal yos erev Shabbos. That's talking about if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday. So avav is man shechal yos besoch Shabbos, but if it fell out during the week, so makdim v'kari b'Shabbos Shabbos. So then you would do it on the week before. Afal pishu shvat, even though it's shvat. So you see from there that he would say the same thing, that if it falls out on Friday, you would still go to 6 days beforehand. Okay, then let's keep going. So okay, next thing we said v'shnia zachar. We said that the second Shabbos is going to be parsha zachar, and again the reason we said is because we want to make sure that you're going to have the remembrance for Haman. Before you have the actual asiya, where we say where they were wiping out Haman's memory, because Haman was Amalek. You have the zechira for Amalek because Haman was a descendant of Amalek. So you want to have the zachar of Amalek before we have the story that happened with Haman. So Itmar Purim Shachal Yos Erev Shabbos. What happens if Purim fell out on Friday? So when would you read Parsha Zachar? Rav Amar Matimim Parsha Zachar. Same argument, the same discussion that we just had with Shkolim, we're going to have with Parsha Zachar also. So Rav says that you go back to Friday, the Shabbos before, and you read it. Ushmul Amar Ma'achrin, that you do it the day afterwards. So Rav Amar Matim, and Rav says that you go before Kihechid Lo Tiktum Asiyah Zechira, because we don't want to have that you're going to have the Asiyah again, which is the the killing of Haman, which was the Asi on Purim, before you have the remembrance for wiping out Amalek, because we're saying that he would say that if you do it the day after, you're doing Asiya first and then Schira. Shmuel Amar Ma'achron, Shmuel says that no, if Purim falls out on a Friday, you would read Parsha Zachar the day after, and Amar Lachan, he'll say, Kivan the Ika Mukafin, the Ari B'Chameser, because since anyway, you have the walled cities, remember that are always reading on the 15th, they're not reading it on the 14th, so you still have Asiya taking place on the same day as Zechira, so then it's not a problem. Asiya Zechira, Bahari Adari Ka'asian, so you're going to have that both the Zechira and the Asiya are both falling out on the same thing. Tanan, so let's see which way, if we have any inkling, which way that will go from Mishnah. Tanan, Vishniya Zachar, then on the second Shabbos you would read Zachar, right? Remember we said the first Shabbos is Shkalim, the second, right, the key word here is second, the second is Zachar. V'aki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos, but when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim B'Erev Shabbos, so Purim's going to fall out when? On Erev Shabbos. V'ktani B'Shniya Zachar, we said that the second Shabbos is Zachar, which indicates that you do it the day after. I'm sorry, that you do the day before because you're going to have Shkalim, then you're going to have Zachar the second Shabbos, and then you're going to have the break after Purim. When it says, I'm Rapapa, it's not a Raya, my Shnia, what does it mean when it says second? Shnia Lafsaka means that that's the second Shabbos that we have where you're going to have an interruption. So it could be really that the Shabbos is the day after. Again, when Purim falls out on Friday, it will be the day after. And we'll finish with just one more Raya here, Tashma. Let's say another Raya, Ezu Shabbos Shnia, what is considered to be the second Shabbos that we say that you're reading the Dal Parshios? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos Pesocha, any week in which Purim falls out during that week. Vafil Erev Shabbos, even on Friday. So my love Erev Shabbos Dumi Tesocha, so aren't we saying, again, like we said with Shkolim, that when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's the same thing that it fell out during the week. Ma Tocha Makdimin, and just like when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we read Parsha Zachar, if Purim falls out during the week, we read Parsha Zachar the Shabbos beforehand. After Erev Shabbos, Matim, and so too, when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, we would also go to the Shabbos beforehand, which is a Raya that, like Rav said, that you're going to go to the Shabbos beforehand. So I'm a Shmuel says it's not a Raya, but you have to change it again to me, maybe that it fell out, that at Shabbos, when Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, the Chayin Tanid Shmuel, but that it's talking about when it fell out on Shabbos itself, but you don't have any Raya if it fell out on Friday, what it's going to be. It's a little bit confusing, but that's the but the bottom line is that again we hold that if it falls out Parsha Zachar, if Purim falls out any time during the week, we do it the week beforehand is when we're going to be doing it. Same thing with Parsha Shkalim, no matter when, even if it's on Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, we still always go back to the week beforehand. We will stop here and continue tomorrow night.